It's On Second Thought. I'm Tony Harris in for Celeste Headlee. For nearly a decade, Atlanta filmmaker Amanda Avery was a sex worker. Her experiences culminated in a short film called Leaving Charlie. Amanda wrote, directed, and starred in the film. She also made a point of bringing an all-female and gender nonconforming crew to the work. Leaving Charlie is being shown tonight as part of a film festival by the group Women in Film and Television in Atlanta. Amanda joins us in our studio. Amanda, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, in the tease leading to this segment, we talked about stereotypes, right, of sex workers. Not the first time you've heard this question, but what are some of those stereotypes?
Drug addiction, you know, food stamps, too many kids, terrible personality, gross tattoos. I mean, I could go on and on and on.
Yeah. When did you start dancing? And tell me why you started.
I started dancing, I was probably 19 years old. And I had been working probably two or three jobs. I was living in Brooklyn. And I was trying
to... Okay, so you were in New York. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm, that's where I'm from originally. And I was trying to make ends meet. And I was struggling so hard. And I didn't have any time for my art. And so I met a girl who was a dancer. And she showed me the light. And I started dancing and I loved it. It gave me the freedom to create art and to have time. And it was really special at the time.
Showed you the light.
Mm-hmm.
Explain,
please. She
showed
me the way. No, it was actually very casual. She... was, you know, I mean, the way I remember it, she was lounging on like a chaise lounge midday eating, you know, being fanned by, you know, palm fronds. And I was like, what do you do that you can sit around during the day? Because no one does that in Brooklyn. And she told me that she was a dancer. And immediately I was like, oh, I can do that. That sounds great. Take me immediately. And no one in my family was a dancer. That's not, you know, I didn't know anyone growing up who was
a dancer.
But
this was exotic dancing she
was
talking about.
Yep, absolutely.
And still you said, yeah, I can do this.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I was...
Why did you think it was something you could do, something that was for you?
I was trained in dance. I am very comfortable performing. I have a performing background. And she was just a person. She was just a person like me. She was very personable. And I was like, oh, I'm like you. I can do this, you know?
Mm-hmm. Why did you want to make a... I guess the first question is how long did you work as a sex worker? I think we just mentioned it. And ultimately, why did you want to change your life, and why did you want to change your vocation and become a filmmaker?
I've always been interested in film. I've always been acting, and
oh, okay.
I did some stunts.
So dance and acting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I have an arts background, and I've been participating in different types of art over the years. And dancing really just gave me the freedom, the schedule freedom. So it's not so much a change of vocation, but I did stop dancing for a little while. They say a stripper never retires, so I guess we'll see how that goes. But I did stop to make the film, because I had the time and, you know, I always identified as a starving artist. So with this money I had saved, you know, I had a comfortable amount of savings from dancing and I felt inauthentic. So I spent it all to make this film.
Did you really?
And now I'm a starving artist again. I feel very authentic.
Why did you, I guess part of the answer to this question is they tell you when you're an artist or a filmmaker or you want to write something, write about or produce something that you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell me why you wanted to tell this particular story.
I mean, telling stories from a vulnerable place, human stories from a vulnerable place, is the way that we get past division and past stereotypes. And I have a unique perspective. I am a queer sex worker. It's part of my life. And I wasn't seeing people like myself in the media represented at all. And that's queer people, that's sex workers. You know, sex workers are not portrayed in a positive light. And so I had this opportunity. I had a tremendous privilege to be able to share my story. I have the means. I can talk about my work with almost no fear. You know, I don't have children that could be taken away from me. I don't have a job that I can lose. So I have this privilege, and I have a support network. So I was able to tell
the
story.
What does the title of the film mean, Leaving Charlie?
It's about the moments that I had over the course of my career when I was deciding whether or not to leave my character, to be there, to leave the industry, to stay with the industry, and how I came and went from the character that I had created.
Oh, this is interesting. Okay, so that segues us pretty perfectly to the first clip I want to play from your film. Again, it's called Leaving Charlie. In this scene, a man who, I guess, regularly goes to the strip club where your character works calls you Charlie, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And one of the other women who works at the club asks about the name.
Mm-hmm. Why did he call you that?
I told him that's what Charlie was short for. Oh, make sure you make up like a fake real name. They always ask.
All my regulars know my real name.
What's a regular?
Like a regular customer? Someone who comes in regularly?
Making up the name, right? You, why do you do that? It seems to me you don't want this this transactional relationship, right, to become too personal.
Well, so...
Or am I wrong about that?
So in the second before, the customer calls me Charlotte. And so yes. Someone's making fun of it. And I was like, oh, that's what I told him Charlie, my stripper name, is short for. And which, of course, is not my name in real life. And I... almost every customer I ever had was like, but what's your real name? Like, I'm cool with you. Like, I'm right. Everything's great.
Because they wanted to do what? Break down the wall
of
that relationship?
I think it was more because they wanted to feel special. They're like, I'm not like every other guy. Every guy says, I'm not like every other guy. I don't usually come to these places.
And in the film, you respond to that.
I do. Yes, I talk
what do
about
you
that
say?
In the film. I'm like, that's a strip club faux pas. Immediately. Every guy who says he's not like every other guy is exactly like every other guy. So I've heard that line before, essentially.
So in this next scene we're going to play here, your character has just finished giving a personal dance to a client. Mm. Personal dance, private dance, mm-hmm. one and the same, right? The client gets aggressive and your character decides to leave the shift early. That's when the club's manager questions your character.
Mm-hmm. Where do you think you're going?
Home.
In the middle of your shift?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I think I drank a little too much.
Can you pick up a shift on Monday?
Sure.
Part of the reason you made this film is you say people don't really quite understand what goes on in a club. They have, in a strip club, mm-hmm. misperceptions of what happens. Mm-hmm. What happens in a club? What are the challenges for a woman who dances in a club? One of the things you say is that harassment is an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Aggressiveness is an issue.
Mm-hmm. I think ultimately it's not better or worse than any other job that I've ever had. It's just some people are better suited for it and not. And I think that for me, my personal hell would be being put in a 9-to-5 cubicle. That would absolutely crush me, mm-hmm. like deep down, right? So, you know, while people have said rude things to me working and awkward things to me, and I've been in, you know, physically compromising situations, that's not the worst thing that could happen to me. But I really think the worst thing in the industry is that people don't understand what happens in the industry. And because of that, there's a lack of protection for sex workers in general.
Yeah.
And that's huge, and that's political, and that's every day. And there's a division, even in the feminist community, talking about whether sex work is a valid vocation or not. Women saying that other women are selling their themselves. Mm. But, you know, I don't sell myself. Myself is not a commodity.
I want to play one more scene. Mm-hmm. In this scene, a regular customer to the strip club breaks into your character's apartment and waits for her to arrive, and she's shocked to see him waiting on the couch.
Mm-hmm. I brought over takeout. You want to sit with me and have some dinner?
How did you even get in here?
I wanted to make sure you were safe. You didn't answer any of my calls. You know, you really shouldn't leave a key under the mat like that, babe.
Oh, my God.
So, you want to have some dinner?
What was this experience? Did that ever happen to you?
It did.
How'd you handle it? I mean, it's in the film.
Yep.
Do you portray it accurately in the film, how you handled it?
For the most part, yeah, I ran.
You ran?
I ran. I created a diversion and I ran. I've been followed home a couple times, but that's another thing. Just back to the previous point, going to the police is out of the question,
yeah.
pretty much.
What did you learn about yourself from making this film?
I learned that not only am I privileged enough to tell my story, but I can make myself a resource for other women who want to tell the story. After every screening, I have women coming up to me and saying, I worked in sex work and I never told anyone and this is really beautiful. And people who have or have not worked in sex work want to know more, which is just tremendous. It's the best response that I could have asked for. So there is an opportunity here to continue telling the story, I think, maybe in an episodic format. People want more and sex workers want more, and I can make myself a resource for women who want to tell their stories.
Amanda, it's great having you on the program.
Thank you so much for being here
this morning. That is Amanda Avery. Her film, Leaving Charlie, is being shown tonight as part of a short film festival put on by Women in Film and Television Atlanta. That festival starts with a reception at 7 p.m. at the Plaza Theater in Atlanta. Once again, a real pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you.
And the
so
best
much.
With the film.
Thank you.
And make more movies.
Already happening.
Amanda, thanks.
Thanks.